be playing your requests. He'll be ringing the trivia bell. He'll be talking about some of the tunes and some of the artists. It's a fantastic way to spend your Saturday evening here on WRCO. Thank you very much to Tim Thede for being in the studio and producing the show today. Well done, young man. Way to push my buttons. Starting things off for my last little set here, we've got instrumental tunes, as we usually do. This is a little bit of Apollo 100 featuring Tom Parker with a song that they ripped off from Johann Sebastian Bach. This is Joy. Have a joyous Saturday night, a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you back here next week.
Listening to WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 55 degrees as we get into our news update.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More protests against the Trump administration happening around the U.S. and Washington.
If we're talking about the things that Trump needs to stop, like why are we in war with our allies? Why are we attacking Canada? This is ludicrous.
Meaning verbally, not physically attacking Canada, emergency Supreme Court ruling today puts a temporary stop to the Trump administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. The Easter truce declared by Russian President Putin is apparently not happening. Ukrainian troops and President Zelensky saying Russian forces are still shooting and sending attack drones. A week after the first session, reps from Iran and the U.S. met for 4 hours of more talks on Iran's nuclear program in Rome today. Pope Francis's schedule for Easter Mass tomorrow is so far not announced. That'll depend on his condition and the weather. This is ABC News. An emergency call reveals the motive of this accused arsonist, police say.
Authorities say 38-year-old Cody Ballmer calmly called 911, heard in this newly obtained audio, apologizing and describing his motive for the attack as related to the war in Gaza, calling Shapiro, who favors a two-state solution, a monster.
Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that Cody Ballmer will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people. All he has is a banquet hall to clean up.
The brazen attack happened just hours after the Shapiro family hosted more than 24 people for the first night of Passover.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Some parents in a suburban Maryland county want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books featuring LGBTQ characters. The parents say they object for religious reasons. The Montgomery County school system has refused, and lower courts have so far agreed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Have you noticed the price of eggs recently? Bet you have. Whitaker's Market just received a shipment of organic free-range brown jumbo eggs. That's a lot of adjectives, but the sticker price is $2 per dozen, and that will make your breakfast, whether you like your eggs poached, scrambled, or fried, taste even better. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and Wisconsin Quest card.
News Time Today is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for the night, mostly clear, cooler temperatures with some patchy fog possible. A low of 34 for Easter Sunday, 55, increasingly cloudy through the day. Showers and thunderstorms possible starting in the afternoon, and showers expected to continue on Sunday night, over a half inch of rain likely Sunday night, a low of 46. Right now, northeast winds at 5, it is 56 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC AutoWorks in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC AutoWorks, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC AutoWorks in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. Protests against President Donald Trump's actions in office took place across the state today. WPR.org reports that protesters worried about the rule of law and feared possible cuts to government programs like Medicaid gathered on bridges all over Milwaukee. It was the second time this month that thousands of people rallied across Wisconsin as a part of the nationwide movement organized by labor groups, pro-democracy, and democratic groups. On April 5th, protests against cuts to government programs took place at the Capitol building in Madison. Saturday's protests in Madison were more dispersed as groups gathered outside a Tesla charging station at James Madison Park and in the Shorewood Hills neighborhood as well. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the Democratic governor legally used the state's uniquely powerful veto to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years. The split ruling from the liberal-controlled court on Friday affirms the partial veto power of Wisconsin governors. The veto has been used by both Republican and Democratic governors to reshape spending bills passed by the legislature. Governor Tony Evers took an increase for the 2023-24 and 24-25 school years and vetoed the 20 and the hyphen to make the end date 24-25. The justices said governors are allowed to strike digits or create a longer duration than what the legislature approved. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. The Grant County Highway Department has announced a temporary closure of the northbound off-ramp from U.S. Highway 151 at Keeler, exit number 5, for scheduled maintenance. The closure will begin on Monday, and the ramp is expected to reopen by the end of the day on Thursday, April 24th. During this time, no truck traffic will be permitted on Old Highway Road. The suggested detour for truck traffic is continue northbound on Highway 151 to the Dickeyville exit, exit number 8, across over Highway 151, merge onto Highway 151 southbound, exit at exit 5, and follow County Road H to County Road Triple H. Local, non-truck, Traffic may continue to use Old Highway Road during the ramp closure. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly, as there will be no posted detour. Citing an alarming lack of clarity, failure to follow federal procedures, and a direct threat to local control of Wisconsin schools, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction Friday announced it will not be signing or submitting a recent certification request issued by the U.S. Department of Education. In its final letter on the certification request, the DPI reaffirmed Wisconsin schools' compliance with federal law and enclosed previously signed assurances from the state's 460 local education agencies. These assurances are a routine part of the federal grant process. The latest communication comes after the DPI sent a letter April 9th asking the USDE for clarification on both the intent and legality of its request. Despite repeated requests, the DPI has received no response from the USDE. In addition, the process of imposing new grant conditions requires notice and rulemaking procedures, and new data collection efforts requires compliance with federal law, something that did not happen. Dr. Jill Underley said, "Wisconsin families and school communities deserve clarity, not confusion from Washington. Without a clear process and rules, this newly designed certification is a path for the federal government to directly control the decisions in our schools by conditioning federal dollars. This is a serious concern, not just for the DPI, but for anyone who believes in lawful, transparent government. Additional information on federal funding as it relates to Wisconsin schools and libraries can be found on the DPI's Tracking Federal Funding webpage."
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even 1 drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage, local care.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here are today's vital statistics. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Healthcare Center. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church on Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died April 11th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A. Pat Ault, 82, of Lone Rock, died April 12th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 until 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82 of Lone Rock. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center. And Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died April 12th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th at 2 o'clock at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church Sunday, May 25th around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We have a high-pressure system that continues to develop over our area, so that is going to give us mostly clear skies and relatively light winds as we head into later tonight. Cooler temperatures are expected to settle in, and we're looking at some patchy fog possible as well. Lows will be in the mid-30s. Heading into Easter Sunday, we're looking at increasing clouds through the day. Showers and storms are possible starting in the afternoon hours. We're looking at highs in the mid-50s. Winds from the southeast and then the east, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. Sunday night, we're looking at showers and storms expecting to continue. We're looking at over a half inch of rain likely. Lows only in the mid-40s, winds from the east gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Monday, we're going to still have the breezy winds sticking around, with showers expected to end by the early afternoon hours. An additional 1/10 of an inch is possible, otherwise decreasing clouds through the rest of the day. Highs are going to be mostly in the low to mid-50s. Tuesday, more clouds than sunshine, with light rain showers all day expected. Some thunderstorms could be possible later at night. We're looking at highs in the mid-60s for Tuesday. Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. The light rain showers will be ending very early in the morning, otherwise pleasant conditions throughout the day. Highs are actually going to be a bit warmer. We're looking at upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible. We're looking at highs hitting just the mid-60s once again. And as we round out the end of the week here on Friday, more clouds than sunshine again. We're looking at scattered rain showers continuing to decrease throughout the day, but they're still going to be present. High is going to be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It has been a beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin with some nice sunshine. course, it has to have a little bit of wind out there right now, around 9 miles per hour. Yesterday, it was 69 for a high, 93 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, all total in the rain gauge. 38 degrees was the morning low today. Record high of 85, appropriately set in 1985. Record low, 19 in 1988. Last year's high was 50, the low, 36. Sunset will occur at 7:49 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:12, coming up for tomorrow morning. In Richland Center, after the daytime high of 57 degrees. The air right now moving from the northeast around 6 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.21, up slightly from earlier today. With sunshine, it is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Today in high school softball, Ithaca was involved in the Royal Triangular, and they won both games. 11-7 in Game 1. The winning pitcher was J.C. Maxwell. Leading hitters for the Bulldogs, Holly King was 2-for-2 with an RBI and two doubles. Kelsey Coleman, 1-for-2 with an RBI. Kaylee Newkirk, 1-for-2 with an RBI and a double. And Jaden Bolin was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Kaylee Manning had a big pinch hit RBI single in the fourth to get a rally going for the Bulldogs. Game 2 saw Ithaca slip by Melrose Mindoro 5-4. Ariana Lewis, the winning pitcher, Emma Severson suffered the loss. Holly King was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Jaden Bolin was 2-for-3. And Kelsey Coleman 1-for-2 with an RBI for the Bulldogs, who took 2 today. In baseball, Reedsburg 12-0 over Onalaska. And Westby was a victor against Whitewater by a final of 4-3. Elsewhere in sports today, it looks like kind of a tough start to the playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks as they fell to the Pacers 117-98 as the Pacers take a 1-0 lead in the best of 7 first-round series. Indiana led by as many as 28 and fended off a charge that got the Bucks within 12 midway through the third quarter by holding the Bucks to only 3 points over the final 5 minutes and 24 seconds. Two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 36 points and 12 rebounds, but the Pacers held him to just one assist. Bucks All-Star guard Damian Lillard sat out again as he tries to get back to the lineup. Christian Yelich drove in 3 runs, and Caleb Durbin had 2 hits in his Major League debut to lead the Brewers to a 5-3 victory over the Athletics last night. Freddie Peralta threw 93 pitches and allowed 7 hits in 5 shutout innings for the Brewers. Trevor Miguel with the final 2 outs for his second save. Athletics starter J.T. Ginn, with a 1-1 record, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, pitching 4 and a third innings with 7 strikeouts. The teams will play again tonight, 5:35 pregame time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Minnesota Twins right-hander Justin Topa was to make his big league debut start against the Braves after 102 relief appearances. Right-hander Simeon Woods Richardson, who had been announced as the probable starter, could pitch behind Topa in what was expected to be a bullpen game. Topa, 34, entered 0-1 with a 1.35 ERA in 7 relief outings and 6 2/3 innings. He has pitched in 6 seasons for Milwaukee, Seattle, and Minnesota as well. The Celtics begin their quest to repeat as NBA champions when the East second seed hosts the seventh seed Orlando Magic. No team has won back-to-back NBA championships since the Golden State Warriors did it in 2016 and 17 and 17 and 18. The Celtics are in good position to end the repeat drought, coming off their second straight 60-win season. There is one big question mark for the Celtics entering the postseason, which is the health of last season's conference finals MVP, Jaylen Brown, who has a lingering right knee issue. Brown has been a full participant in practices getting ready this week. Lysandra Barrett has been hired as a women's basketball assistant at Iowa, taking the position vacated when Raina Harmon left 2 weeks ago to become head coach at Florida Gulf Coast. The 35-year-old Barrett has been an assistant at Georgia Tech the past 3 seasons and was the Yellow Jackets recruiting coordinator for the past year. The Boston Marathon and Mayor Michelle Wu insist that international runners and other foreign visitors remain welcome in the city. They say there is no evidence that travel for this year's race has fallen off in the face of increased border scrutiny. Wu said at the public safety media briefing not far from the finish line, "We seek to be a home for everyone. This year's marathon has more than 30,000 entrants from 128 countries. U.S. tourism officials say international visits have plummeted because of rhetoric over tariffs and talk of annexing Canada. Race officials say they will not know if no shows are up after the start. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AllisonDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Our Retro Saturday continues in a moment from WRCO with the Backtracking Show.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtracking Show from WRCO. Today we go back to some headlines and some music makers from the 70s and 80s once again. Phil Nee with you as we go backtracking to 1975 to kick off the program. 4 fans were taken to a hospital and 35 others required treatment after they attempted to swim across a lake to meet their heroes during an appearance at a BBC Radio 1 fun day at Mallory Park in England. We're talking about the group the Bay City Rollers, who created Roller Mania in the mid-1970s. Here's her taking an old Dusty Springfield hit, I Only Want to Be With You. Bay City Rollers creating some pandemonium in the year of 1975. In 1980, Blondie scored their second Billboard number one hit, a song featured in the Richard Gere movie American Gigolo. The track also hit number one worldwide, including in Europe. A song called Call Me.
Time.
on the Backtracking Show. We roll ahead to 2016. Making news this weekend, Alice Cooper told CNN that he had decided to run for president of the United States that year and had chosen actor Tom Hanks as his running mate. With tongue firmly in cheek, he said that his campaign slogan was, "I can do nothing as well as they can do nothing," referencing Democratic and Republican presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, adding that his platform was non-existent. Alice Cooper, who I don't think carried it much further than just that announcement this weekend in CNN.
When I get home from work, wanna wrap myself around you. I wanna take you and squeeze you till the passion starts to rise. I wanna take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share a bed, some loving and TV, yeah. That's enough for a working man. What I am is what I am. And I tell you, babe, well, that's enough for me. Sometimes when you're asleep and I'm just staring at the ceiling, I wanna reach out and touch it, but you just go on dreaming. If I could take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. I'll tell you, sweetheart, that's just enough.
Alice Cooper on the Backtracking Show right here in the heart of the weekend from WRCO.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Our backtracking show continues in just a moment. We hope you're having a great Easter weekend. Overnight lows will be at around 34 with cooler temperatures and maybe some patchy fog late tonight. 55 tomorrow. Perhaps have your Easter egg hunt earlier in the day. Showers and thunderstorms starting in the afternoon. A south wind around 4. Currently it is 56 degrees.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you. Who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Backtracking WRCO.
It is a backtracking show coming at you today, the pregame show for tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. It was in 2016, April 21st, when the world learned of the death of Prince, the flamboyant singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who died at the age of 57. His music made a big comeback on the charts and downloads at that time. Songs like this one, a backtracking memory, Raspberry Beret.
Told me several times that it didn't like to come.
Tracking on WRCL, going back to the year now, 1979, when a one-hit wonder went all the way to number one on the U.S. singles chart with a remake of Eddie Floyd's 1966 hit, Knock on Wood. It would also score well at the year-end countdowns that year. Amy Stewart with her version of Knock on Wood.
Thank you.
1984 in the backtracking files. Phil Collins was starting a three-week stay at number one in the United States. It was movie music. Movie title from the movie Against All Odds. A song called Take a Look at Me Now.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. You're the only one really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain and even shed the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Oh, take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. And you coming back to me.
We hope you have enjoyed the backtracking show. One more tune as we go back to the number one record from this weekend in 1973. Even all the way to number one in the UK and in the US as well. It became the biggest hit of the year, selling over 6 million copies for Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around
Number one this weekend in 1973 for Tony Orlando and Dawn. And they were able to get their own variety show, which was on for several years in the 70s. Phil Nee opening you. Stay tuned. We have more memories coming up here on Those Were the Days. The Backtrack and Show chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. A time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know alcohol is linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Overnight lows of 34, cooler temperatures, and maybe patchy fog later. For Easter Sunday, increasingly cloudy through the day. Showers and thunderstorms starting in the afternoon, a high of 55. Sunday night, a low of 46, with possibly a rainstorm. Over a half inch of rain possible on Sunday night. And Monday, 53, breezy with showers expected. Right now, east winds are at 9 miles per hour. After a high today of 57, it is 55 degrees at 6 o'clock.
Archie Bunker's place will not be seen this evening in order to bring you a special one-hour episode of One Day at a Time.
Oh, what a happy Easter. Mama gave my sister Sue and me our Easter baskets, and Sue got a baby bunny, and I got this cute little chicken. Oh my goodness, he's so cute and yellow and fluffy. He's got some speckles on him. Oh, that's interesting. Well, I can't wait to be friends with this root. Oh, he's crawling up my... Oh, he's pecking my hand. Quit it! Quit it! Oh.